Hey now, what's going on everybody? Welcome to the Teaching Online Business Podcast. I am the founder of TeachingOnlineBusiness.com, Richard Hale. Super excited to have you here. Man, this is an awesome episode. I don't know how many people that I've talked to that struggles with Facebook ads. Now, just to give you a little bit of context here, I have spent a lot of money on Facebook ads only to lose my ass on it. So trust me, I know it ain't no picnic. It sucks, right? You see, supposedly everybody else in the landscape making times 5 ROI, times 10, times 15, times 20 ROI. But here's one thing I want you to remember. It's very easy to fake some Facebook ads. It really is. When you're seeing those revenue screenshots, it's really simple to do. Now, I won't go into it in big detail, but I want you to know you can't believe everything you see. But there is people out there killing it with Facebook ads. And if you are a coach, a consultant, and you're trying to get to your clients, you know you're audience, your ideal clients, your perfect clients, they're likely using Facebook as a medium. Probably 99% of you guys and girls will find your target audience on Facebook and generating Facebook ads. If you're struggling, I have some awesome tips to help you finally get some results. Took spending tens of thousands of dollars myself. And again, that's one of the early mistakes I made, and I admit to it all the time, was not seeking guidance, you know, not seeking mentors myself. It's still one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made in the 11 years that I've been doing this. So don't make that mistake. Take it from me. It's better to find guidance and get a mentor, get a coach that's been there, done that. That's where you want to be. But today we're talking about Facebook ads, and I want to give you some of the tips that's helped me. I got two frameworks that I want to give you. So the first framework that we're going to do is a three-step framework for your ad creative. So the most important thing when it comes to your Facebook ads, it's not targeting. It's not CPC and all that good stuff. You have to take it in order. When you take it in order, what's the most important thing? It's making sure the right people see your ad. And that all starts with your ad creative. So number one is your ad creative. Now, a lot of people struggle with this. And if you're familiar with Facebook ads, and if you see them all the time, scrolling through the feed, you probably see some ads that look pretty weird, right? Have some crazy format. But those are the people that's killing it. You know why? Because their ad is getting your attention. So that's kind of a rule of thumb. You want to make sure your ad creative gets attention. So it can look really, really funky and weird and crazy, and it can convert like hell. So, of course, there's a few different creatives. So, let's talk images and video. Now, with video, video ads are definitely the best choice for Facebook ads. Video ads are often cheaper. Plus, you can retarget people that watched a large percentage of that video. Like, you could do, I think, 10%, 25%, 50%, 75%, or the whole video, something to that nature. But the important thing is, you want the ability to retarget people. So many people is making the mistake today, and Facebook's changing. Facebook is more competitive. Facebook is always changing. They're taking away targeting a lot of the targeting come September that we use today. So you're going to have to think of new ways to get around Facebook. But going back to the framework, focusing on your creative. So your image or your video. Videos perform well. But also images do good too. Videos are probably going to be cheaper. You're probably going to reach more people with a video. But you need to think about your video format. And some of the best performing video ads that I've seen and we've been a part of, and some of the clients that we're working with, is the ones that have the black outline at top and bottom. And sometimes we work a marketing hook into that position. And you've probably seen them. They look really, really weird in the newsfeed. They grab your attention. A lot of people make the mistake of using the ad creative that blends into the newsfeed. People see this all the time, and people's accustomed to this too. If it looks like an ad, people's less likely to click on it, even your perfect client. So you want it to look funky so it gains their attention, because that's the first thing that matters. Number two, if that ad stops them in their track, guess what happens? They're going to read your headline. And this is where your marketing hook should be. That should be the main focus of your headline copy, is making sure your marketing hook is there. So what are you using for a marketing hook? Well, it depends on your ideal clients. So think about your ideal clients. What is the main result that they want? That's where I would start. If I was a fitness coach, I'd say, well, what is the main thing, the main result that this ideal client wants to see? Do they want to lose 30 pounds? Do they want to have a beach body by summer? Whatever it may be. Nobody's worried about the path there. They want the end result. And that goes for everybody. So you have to be creative with that. And you have to be on point. Because if you're not on point, and you're not focused on the main thing that your ideal client wants, they can pass it up. So when they see that ad creative again, its purpose is to stop you, to get attention. Once that attention's on that ad, boom, they go directly to the headline. If that headline makes sense to them, they go to the last step, which is reading the copy. Sometimes that marketing hook there on the headline, sometimes your headline is more than enough to get them to click. But you also want the copy there. And we'll talk about the copy here in a second. But that's the three steps that they take when clicking on your ad. That gets them to where you want them to be. So number one, your ad. Number two, your headline. And number three, your ad copy. Now, if you're using a video ad, you want to make sure you have the headline, but also make sure that you're using captions in your video. That's very, very important. So now, let's talk about ad copy. Because a lot of people mess this up. So I have a framework. I'm going to give you six things that you can focus on and put within your ad copy. So number one, I want you to communicate with your client in a way that speaks to their wants, needs, their hopes, their dreams, their desires. You should communicate this clearly. Crystal clarity. And if you don't know what your ideal clients want and what they desire, their hopes, their dreams, then you need to go back to the drawing board, because that's where everything begins. If you're off on your ad copy, then even if they do click on, that means your copy on your landing page is going to be off. That message is not going to be dialed in. And if that's the case that you're in right now, you're in trouble. That's one of the reasons your ads are not working, nor your landing page. Now, as a general benchmark, you should be converting at least 20% on your opt-in page. I know I wasn't really going to go into that, but I'll go ahead and give that to you. So that means out of every 5 people that you get to your landing page, you should be at least signing up 1 person. That's a good general benchmark to follow. So 1 out of 5, 20%. If you're well below that, something's wrong. Okay? So that's why you need to know your ideal clients. And look, if you don't, do your research. Get some feedback loops going. This is the great thing about using Facebook, not only paid ads, but organically. Get the feedback you need. Because if you're guessing, you're not going to get it right. You may luck up and get something right, but for the most part, your message is going to be off. And again, when that message is off, because the way you package your offer, your message, that's so important. That's what we do every day at teachingonlinebusiness.com. We help our clients with their offer, with their messaging, and how you package that, how you present that, the first impression people get about you. All of that is so important. Never forget that. It's so important. And if things are off, if your Facebook ads are not working, your landing page is not working, you're not getting the attention, you got to go back to the drawing board and you got to get that right. And the best thing that you can do to get there in the quickest time, besides hiring us, I'm just throwing it out there, is going back, getting the feedback from your target clients, your perfect clients. You need that feedback loop going. Don't be afraid to ask questions. I get this all the time. Well, I don't know what to offer. I don't know what my message should be. Well, have you talked to your ideal clients? Well, not exactly. Well, there you go. You got to talk to them. And if you ask, they will tell you exactly what they need. But you got to pay attention. You got to put yourself out there, and you got to ask. So number one, communicate with the client in a way that speaks to their wants, needs, hopes, dreams, and desires. So number two, I want you to write about what's already going on in your client's head. You see how specific we are getting into this copy? There's a reason. You want your clients to have crystal clarity. And when I say crystal clarity, I'm talking about a message that is on point. When they are reading it, they think they're talking about themselves. That's kind of what we're getting to. Now, you can use this in your Facebook ads, of course. But this goes to your landing pages too. It goes to the content you create everywhere. It doesn't matter if it's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, on a guest post, a blog, another website, whatever it is. This relates to everything that you're doing to attract your perfect clients. And if it's off, you know what's going to happen? Number one, nothing may work in the first place. And if you're in that scenario, that's why. That's likely the reason why. But number two, guess what happens? You start getting in the wrong people. Yeah, the wrong type of clients. You don't get your perfect clients. And if you don't have the opportunities out there, guess what you're going to do? I've been there. I've been there when I got one client call for the next 3 weeks. And I know I got $5,000 in bills. Am I going to turn down $1,000, $1,500? Probably not. Not in that scenario. We often charge lower ticket. We don't charge what we're truly worth. And that's based on opportunity. If you had 10 more calls lined up, you wouldn't work for that person. You'd tell them, hell no, go on. If that was a butthole, right? Sometimes you get clients as buttholes. But if it was your perfect client, they'd be ready to work. They'd be willing. Price wouldn't, again, price, and if you've heard other podcasts or content anywhere, price is not a true objection. It's really not. The problem we run to is when we don't have enough opportunities. We don't have those phone calls lined up, those strategy sessions lined up. We don't have those opportunities in the wing waiting on us. We end up taking bad deals. We end up charging well less than what we're worth. So again, write about what's already going on in your client's head. When they're reading your copy, your articles, your blogs, your social media posts, you want your perfect clients reading that and thinking, this sounds like me. Hopefully that's making sense to you guys and girls. And again, if it's not, if you're struggling with that, if your message is not working, if your offer's not working, it may be because you really don't know what your ideal clients want. Number three, I want you to imagine what your client is thinking when they see your ad. So this is specifically for your Facebook ad. Again, I want you to imagine what your client is thinking. Imagine the problems that they have right now. Where are they in their life, in their business, when they come upon your ad? So let me give you an example of this. When people see our content, our ads, many of them are already at the point where they are frustrated. They are a little bit desperate. Maybe they've worked with somebody, a coach before, and it didn't work out. Maybe they invested in some courses that didn't work out. So naturally, they're very, you know, questionable about investing more money because they've had so many bad experiences. We get a lot of clients in there like that. It could be, you know, it could be a lot of different things. Are they happy? Are they sad? You know, are they fearful? Are they angry? You know, what is their mindset right now? That can help you become very, very specific knowing that. And a lot of people, when I tell them that, they don't really think about doing that in their ad copy. And again, you can use this specifically for Facebook, but it relates to a lot of different things that you're doing. So important to create content these days. And hopefully you're creating content that's dialed in and specifically for your perfect clients and not just everybody in general. So think about where they are right now, what they're thinking, what they're looking for, what stage they're at. Are you targeting a cold audience that don't know you just yet? And are you trying to get them into a 60-minute webinar? And Facebook's changed. And a lot of people see the bigger people doing that strategy, like us. You know, the reason the strategy works for us is because we've been doing it for a while. it may not work for you. That's why it's not smart to copy people that are far ahead of you or way behind you. When you're trying to copy methodology and copy processes, you have to copy from somebody that is where you are right now. But that's a whole nother topic. That's a whole nother situation. Again, just think about where your ideal clients are right now in their mindset. Kind of the frustrations they're going through. The problems they're going through at this time when they're going to see your ad. So, number four, motivate them and entertain them. Now, that can be pretty hard in an ad. But you can do it. Motivation, it's so important. We have to motivate people to take action. It doesn't matter how great of a coach you are, or how great of a service provider you are, or how great of a consultant you are. You have to be able to motivate people to take action. You know, are you inspirational? Are you an influencer? Are you a leader? Are you out there making that type of content that motivates people to say, you know what, this is for me, or you know what, this is my leader? You have to be out there motivating people, getting people to take action, getting people to consume your content, getting attention and awareness from people. There's a lot of competitors out there, right? There's a lot of them. And even though there's plenty of market space out there, you can't be just boring and plain and vanilla and expect to get a bunch of attention and awareness and sales from it. You just can't. You have to go out there and motivate. You have to go out there and entertain. Now, think about, and many of you may have heard of, know of Billy Jean. Billy Jean is marketing. He's brilliant. That's a great example. If you look at his video content on YouTube, take a second and look at it. He's entertaining and he's motivational. He inspires people to take action. If you look at all his video content, it's not talking about strategy. There's some that talks about strategy, but probably 90% of it is motivational and entertainment. Why? Because that works. That gets people to take action. That gets people to pay attention to him, which is ultimately the big, big go. Because once they're paying attention to you, and they see you as an authority, and they begin to like and trust you, guess what? They will buy from you. They will invest in you. They will call you a leader. They will stand up for you. They will believe in you. You have to be able to motivate people. You have to be able to entertain people, okay? Number five, agitate the problem. So when you're writing your ad copy, agitate that big, big problem that your clients have. You should know at least 2 to 3 main problems your perfect clients have right now. In your ad copy, bring it up. Make sure you're bringing it up. Not only bringing it up, but talking about it. Amplifying it. They're going to read that ad or see that video and it's going to make sense to them. That's the problem that they're looking for solutions for, okay? That's why we want to agitate the problem. We want to bring it up. We want to amplify it. Because we want them to be clear that we know that you likely have this problem. But guess what? We have a solution for it. That's what you want them to get out of that. So make sure you're agitating the problem. And even though this is specific to Facebook, for this one again, That goes for all of your content. Agitate the problem. Amplify it. Make sure your perfect clients know that you have a solution for it. Don't just assume they know. Let them know. And number six, the last one that I want to give you is urgency. Why should your clients buy now? Sometimes urgency plays a big role. Sometimes we have to get our clients or our prospects, we have to get them to take action. Again, when you put all this together, it's a recipe for success. Not only on your ad copy, but everywhere you create content. When you can focus on these six things. This is why countdown timers on your landing pages work really well. Now, if you're only taking in two new clients this month, let your audience know that. That's urgency. That gets people to take action. Now, another thing that you can bring up is the cost of doing nothing. We do this all the time at Teaching Online Business. Again, our main coaching program is $5,000. To some people, that's a big investment. Some people have to put that on a credit card. But then we have to tell them, look at the cost of doing nothing. Look where you are right now. You've been struggling for 3 to 4 years. You should be making at least $30,000 a month, and you're only making $5,000 a month. So essentially, the cost of doing nothing for you is $25,000 a month that you're losing. Added up, that's $250,000 a year that you're losing by not getting into our coaching program where we can get you to $30,000 a month at a bottom level. So the cost of doing nothing is super, super important. Think about a health coach. We'll even dial it in. Let's talk about a fitness coach that helps people get healthy. That's overweight, obese. So if you get into the program, you're going to start losing weight. You're going to start eating better. You're going to start feeling a lot better. But what if you don't get into the program? Well, you may gain more weight. You're obese now. Could have big time health problems, right? Could have heart problems. If you don't change your life. The cost of doing nothing in that scenario, that can mean somebody's life. Sometimes we have to bring up the cost of doing nothing to help somebody. Especially if you are somebody that knows exactly the results that you can give somebody. Never be scared to let them know the cost of doing nothing, the cost of not getting into your program, the cost of not working with you. Because if you can give them that end result, you deserve to tell them. They deserve to know that. So you can use urgency, but we can also use the cost of doing nothing to motivate prospects to become clients. And again, you can use that specifically for Facebook ads, paid ads. A lot of this can be used for paid ads, but a lot of it can be used in your content. So I hope you guys got some value out of this lesson. I know a lot of this relates specifically to Facebook, but a lot of it really relates to any type of content that you create. So make sure you're using the three-step creative framework I gave you in the beginning. And make sure you're using these six steps, not only for your ad copy, but for your content. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this. I always appreciate you guys and girls taking the time to be here. I hope you always find it valuable. It's amazing how quickly this has kind of taken off for me. I didn't expect this to take off. And like we already got a client signed up. It's actually signed up yesterday. And just heard the podcast there like 2 days ago. So that's awesome. It's not that we want to get clients. We always want to get clients. Who doesn't want to get clients? But it's nice to know that a channel works. And people are getting value out of it. So I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. Again, this main purpose, the main goal was to give value out. Because that's just where I am in my career now with, teaching online business. And it's just an incredible feeling. So sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate every single one of you. If you think somebody needs to hear this, be sure to share it with them. If you want to continue to get valuable content like this, please subscribe. We always appreciate the support. I would love to have you over in our private Facebook group. It's absolutely free and you get content just like this. We do videos, we do podcasts, we do tutorials, everything that can help you. And you can find us over at Facebook. Our group is called the Masterminds of Marketing. And you can also catch me at facebook.com/officialRichardHale and our main website at teachingonlinebusiness.com. Thanks again. Hope you guys have an awesome, awesome day. Go kill it. Remember, stay authentic, stay true, and be yourself. Thank you. Have an awesome one. I will see you on the next podcast.